Mr. Contreras, Contreras. First name is Priscilino. No, ma'am, I don't. Period. This is a 53-year-old gentleman who comes in today for a follow-up of diabetes. His last set of blood tests that was done showed his blood sugar to be around 300. His sugar highest now is around 114. Most of the time less than that. He's doing quite well with his medication. His PSA was within normal limits. His liver function tests were elevated. It's time to recheck those, but he doesn't have the money, and he's signed up with a indigent care clinic in town. I've given him a copy of his medication as blood work to take with him so they can do the follow-up with his blood work. Surgery, hip surgery, medical problems, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, family history, diabetes, hypertension, colonoscopy, has not had one done, social married, no smoking, no drinking, he's not working, allergy, none, COVID immunization, negative, 166 pounds, 99%, 98.3, 16, 88, 137 over 67, heart plus, one positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixture, JVD, skin shows no rash. Assessment, diabetes, excellent control. Number two, check A1C. Next number is increased liver function test. Next number is he needs an ultrasound to check his, to make sure he doesn't have any gallstones in place of diabetes. And hepatitis profile, this will be done by his new primary care physician. Next number is a copy of today's blood work. The copy of recent blood work was given to the patient to take it to the physician he's going to see. Next number is see the prescriptions that were given today for the next couple of months till he says gets an appointment, gets his money together to do so. I don't want him to be without medication, lose the momentum since he's doing so well with his medication and his blood sugars at this time. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number is recheck PSA. Next number is hypertension control. Next number is needs to see an eye doctor. Next number is colonoscopy, something he needs, but he's not interested in at this time. No family history of colon cancer.